Там не може да не да се обне сва и да се насърли това парой.
You're about to listen to the absent void within the human mind.
The unconscious
separates a place where the absolute truth exists within a sound. The sound of Reverse Speech Radio. Reverse Speech Radio, in association with ReverseSpeech.ca, is brought to you by Crime and Trauma Scene Cleaners, Canada's decontamination specialists. Check out their website, CrimeSceneCleaners.ca. Here are the hosts of Reverse Speech Radio, David John Oates and Christian D. Cadieux.
Welcome to show number two of Reverse Speech Radio, brought to you by the fine folks of Reverse Speech. Myself, David John Oates. I live in Adelaide, Australia. It's way down on the south coast, if you ever care to look where Adelaide is. And we're in our summer here now. It was about 100 degrees yesterday in Fahrenheit, 37 in centigrade. And all the way on the other side of the world is my co-host, Christian Cadieux, and he's in Toronto where they're in the middle of a snowstorm, I believe, from what I heard.
Yeah. That's right. So hello, everyone.
Yeah, so how's that for a contrast, Christian? Heat here and snow there. So.
Oh, my goodness. Two complete opposite sides of the spectrum.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, you know what, Canada's... There's no shortage of unpredictability when it comes to weather. If there's one thing that Canada is known for, it's certainly that. But Toronto is we've had some flurries and some snow, that's for sure. Uh-huh. Northern Ontario has had it as well, and that's the province that Toronto is located in here in Canada. And yeah, it's been all right. But you know what? They're actually saying that later on this week it's going to warm up a bit. Possibly go up to 6 degrees or 8 degrees. So that'll be nice.
That's a cold winter for us, mate. There we go.
Yeah. Oh, must be nice. Must be nice.
Yeah, so our plans for the show today, folks, is in our second hour, we are continuing with our interview with Barbara Slerno. We were unable to get through all her reversals, so... We are going to continue with her, and she's got some wonderful reversals, very clear, a lot of V5, yeah. So that was most impressive. And, yeah, so there we go. And for the first hour, I'm going to go back to the very beginnings of reverse speech, and we're going to go right back to the early 1960s.
And, right on.
Yes. And actually, it's commonly believed that John Lennon invented backward masking, but actually there was a song released back in 1961 the flip side was played backwards. And this is "They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha," and it's a man who's talking about a broken relationship. So here's the forwards. Here's the and when I say the flip side, you got to remember records, folks. They had two sides, okay? For those of you who can go back that far, you remember that. But so here's side A of the record.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
I'm not going to play the whole lot, but here's the flip side of the record, which is side B, which is the same song played backwards. Anyway, anyway, I'm not going to play that whole lot backwards either, but you get the gist. And that was released in 1961. Then Rain was the first song that the Beatles Beatles used a recording technique called backward masking, and people to this day still get backward masking and reverse speech confused. And
all the time, all the time, I get that.
Yeah. Backward masking is where it's done deliberately. It's deliberately done at the recording studio level. Okay, and reverse speech is where it's not deliberate. And it's formed purely by the sounds of speech. And there's examples of reverse speech in music, which is genuine reverse speech, and they get called backward masking, but they're not. They're reverse speech. But here is John Lennon in the song Rain, and the story goes, he accidentally sliced in the last part of the song backwards, and he liked the effect. So here it is. Here's right at the very end of Rain, and you hear backwards track superimposed. And you can hear how it was backwards. Now I'm going to play it backwards, and you'll hear how the backwards is now forwards. You can hear that, of course, when the rain comes, they run and hide their heads. Now, I found an interesting little interview on the internet when I was researching this for one of my books, and John Lennon talks about how the backward masking method was created on the song Rain, and you'll be very amused to see who he credits the discovery to. So here it is.
The fade is me singing backwards with the guitars going backwards. Share this now, if it's nearer. I can sing it now.
That's great.
Right? So, yeah, that was the start. That was a gift of God, that one, of Jah.
Jah.
You know, he's the god of marijuana now, right? So Jah gave me that one.
So the god of marijuana, Jah, he gave John Lennon backward masking. So there you go. How about that for a little bit of interesting oddity?
And then
Jah. Yeah, never heard that name in reverse speech. It's not a metaphor I've come across. So anyway. Okay, so then we move on to the now, of course, you weren't even born, Christian, but I can remember back in my teenage years when they played Beatles songs backwards on the radio that allegedly had hidden messages that Paul McCartney had died and had been replaced by an imposter. And it was a real big deal back in those days, and it was a huge big controversy, and teenagers around the world flooded the streets and started buying Beatles records to run them backwards. So we're going to look at a couple of these hidden messages. And the first one is forwards. It's on the song Strawberry Fields, and it's right at the very end of the song. So here we go. And it says, I buried Paul. It's a very faint whisper. You hear that there, Christian, right at the very end?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
I sure do. But that's forward, and that was...
That's forwards. Nothing. Yeah, that's
right.
That's forwards. Here it is. I buried Paul. Now, John Lennon actually claimed that he actually said cranberry sauce, but I've listened to this over and over again. I can't get cranberry sauce out of that. So listen, folks, is he saying I buried Paul or cranberry sauce? It's different.
No, there's no L at the end of sauce, and you can distinctly hear an L when he says Paul.
It's definitely not cranberry sauce anyway. So there we go. And then we have a backward message on the end of the song I'm So Tired on the White Album. And this right at the very end, there's a little bit of gibberish. So here we go. Oh, wrong clip. We just did that. I give you everything I've got for you. I hear that little bit of gibberish right at the very end there. I'll do it again.
Yeah.
And we run it backwards, and it says very faintly, Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him. There it is. You got to listen real hard to hear. It's very faint and quick. I'll do it again. Anyway, so there we go. And then we had the famous piece from Revolution 9 where they said, number 9, in reverse to say, turn me on, dead man.
Nine, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
And then you run it backwards and it's Turn Me On, Dead Man. And of course the piano backwards sounds forwards now, so he obviously put the piano in backwards. Anyway, so that's Revolution number 9, okay? And people around the world flooded to Beatles songs to play them backwards to hear these hidden messages.
But, an amazing marketing tactic. If you think about it, David.
Oh,
It was simply an amazing marketing tactic.
Absolutely. Absolutely brilliant marketing tactic. It worked very, very well. John Lennon, there's just been a big backlash against the Beatles. John Lennon has said they were more popular than Jesus Christ. And they were burning Beatles records in the streets, and it was a big, huge backlash. And then they came out with this, and worked brilliantly. It was absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, David, in one of your books, you make reference to something which I just find absolutely amazing. In, I believe it is Helter Skelter off the White Album.
Yes.
That somewhere in that song, there is reference to Sharon Tate or Tate Will Die or something to that effect.
It says she's tight, she's tight, she's tight is what.
Okay, so it says it's she's Tate. In the song Helter Skelter?
Yeah, you know, I'll have to download it. I haven't got that handy. I'll download the song from the internet and pull that one out. Yeah, that's just simply amazing. Yeah. And Richard Ramirez listened to the song The Night Prowler, and when he committed his crime, and that's got a graphic backward message. Actually, we'll sing the Looking at Music. Listen to this one. This is Richard Ramirez in The Night Prowler, and he actually listened.
I haven't heard this.
Oh, well, he actually listened to this song over and over again when he was obsessed by AC/DC, The Night Prowler. Listen to this.
Like a body in a tube, suspended in a nation.
pretty graphic lyrics. Forwards. You don't need to play this backwards. Anyway, backwards it says, listen to me, I'm from hell. Then a little bit of gibberish. Then it says, I'm the Lord Lucifer.
Wow.
Right, listen to me, I'm from hell. They killed there. Sorry. And I'm the Lord Lucifer. Hear the I'm the Lord Lucifer? I'll do that again. And then listen to me, I'm from hell, I killed there. They killed there. Yeah, anyway, could you hear those reversals? So there you are. That's on the.
Yeah, I can hear them. I mean, I have to. They're there. They are.
Yeah. And it's reversals like.
Go carefully.
Yeah, it's reversals like that that cause the whole satanic messages controversy. This is, people started playing records backwards and they found other messages that were satanically inspired, allegedly, according to fundamentalists, like this one here from the song Styx.
I try so hard to make it so.
And this is, oh Satan, move in our voice.
Oh, Satan, move.
And of course, you know, fundamentalists use reversals like that to say this backward masking thing is all satanically inspired.
And, yeah, that's what they do. But David, let me ask you, that is an example of intentional backward masking. Is that
No, that's not intentional backward masking. They're speech reversals. Sorry.
Those are speech reversals. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Right. Thank you.
Those are speech reversals. Now, however, given the nature of the song Forwards from AC/DC, it's not surprising to get those type of reversals backwards. And Styx, of course, you know, the legendary River of the Dead, you know, and... they were looking at songs that were allegedly about satanic subjects, so that's the reversals they found. And then that sparks a whole, well, this is obviously the voice of Satan. Satan's possessing the minds of singers, like this one here from Hotel California. This is a classic one. Hotel California, of course, for those who don't know, is about the formation of the first satanic church founded by Anton LaVey in California Street, San Francisco.
That's right. She lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. I thought I heard them say, welcome to the hotel.
One is, yes, Satan organized his own religion. Yeah, there it is. A little bit of gibberish in there, but you know, once again, you got to, okay, reverse speech is complementary. The subject matter in the reverse will be related to the subject matter of the forwards. And so they're singing about the formation of the first satanic church in San Francisco. That's what the song's all about. And so you get Satan organizing his own religion. No big secret mystery in that, okay? And there was many songs that had absolutely nothing to do with Satan or God or religion, like here's one from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old
last one is I Believe in My Cool Woman.
I believe in my cool woman. I believe in my cool woman.
There we go. Nothing satanic or sinister in that, is there, Christian? So,
Nothing at all.
No, not at all. All right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, do we need to go to a break yet?
I'm glad you said that. We will, I guess, we'll be right back after these short messages.
Oh, James.
Yes, Pussy. I'll be right back. I promise. Hello there. I apologize about that. I want to tell you about something that has saved my life on so many occasions. A technology called Speech Reverse Speech. This technology is so amazing that even Q is jealous. Listen, if it's good enough for the CIA, the FBI, and every other international secret service, then it's good enough for you. If it were not for Speech Reverse Speech, then Miss Galore over there and so many others would have been extremely neglected. Visit reversespeech.ca today and learn everyone's secrets.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine, and with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
Hi, this is Richard Serrett from Coast to Coast AM and The Conspiracy Show. I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, Conspiracy Unlimited. I'm following the truth wherever it leads. Join me, and together we'll unravel the mysteries of UFOs and extraterrestrials, hidden history and archaeology, free energy, the shadowy figures and secret societies that shape the past, present, and future. Conspiracy Unlimited. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Available everywhere. Listen and subscribe at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. You're about to discover the seventh sense. This is Reverse Speech Radio with David John Oates and Christian D. Cadieux.
So these backward messages were not just related to Satan. They were related about all sorts of different topics, and it was just a shame that the satanic messages are the one that got all the publicity, you know. I mean, so if someone had searched a little bit further back in those days, well, someone did. I did. To find the truth.
That's right, you did.
To find the truth about it all. Okay, I was quite curious as to what it all was. So you're telling me something during the break, Christian, that you heard an extra message in AC/DC.
Yeah, David, in the song Night Prowler, and I don't know, maybe I'm going crazy here, but it was fast and it was quick. But I thought I heard the two words Night Stalker.
Okay, let's run it backwards and find out.
Sure. Right there. Go back.
Can't hear it. Oh, there.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
David.
Wow. You're right. It is there. Nice talker.
I heard it. David, it's right there.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wow. There you go. Huh. Yep. Well, there you go.
David John Oates, I got to tell you, that was brilliant. We just discovered something that no one has ever knew about or discovered before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we're preparing for our Richard Ramirez show for our profiling serial killers for the criminality show with Rents, but on the Jeff Rents show. But that is truly amazing. I could have sworn I heard it. It's
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, well, you're right. It is right there. Night Stalk. I'll do it again for those who missed it. Oh, sorry. Right there. Wow. And that's what they called him, Night Stalker. That's what they called him.
That's what they called him.
I've got to download the She's Tate. That was in the Helter Skelter and on the White Album. And it's the She's Tate, She's Tate, She's Tate. Helter Skelter on the White Album. So,
you know, David, I got to tell you, if somebody wanted to pursue that, they could contact the Tate family and have them go after Apple Records in a lawsuit. Now, speaking of lawsuits with intentional backward masking, involved to a certain degree, or did you not provide some insight or do some investigation in the 1980s with the lawsuit regarding the Judas Priest song and the teens that suicide?
Yeah, Judas Priest and the song Stained Glass. Two teenagers killed themselves listening to the song. Well, one died instantly. The other one died a little while later. The parents claimed that there was backward messages in the song that promoted suicide and death. And so they sued Judas Priest, and the judge actually asked me to testify as a friend of the court. And both attorneys objected to my testimony because I wouldn't say that Judas Priest had placed it there deliberately, because they were unintentional backward messages or examples of reverse speech. So the plaintiffs didn't want me, and the defendants claimed they weren't there at all, and of course I said they were. So neither side liked my testimony, so they both objected, so I didn't testify. But the song, the album Ford's is all about suicide anyway, so to get reversals about suicide is not surprising. Here's one of them. This is, I have to tell what the forward says. They're singing Beyond the Realms of Death, forwards. And backwards is I Took My Life. Now, you tell me that isn't clear. That's
very clear.
Quite a staggeringly clear reversal. So I Took My Life. I'll play it again. That's clearer than the forwards, you know. So.
Yeah.
But once again, it's the song Forward was about that, okay? And so that's what the song Backwards is all about. It's just a nice congruent reversal. Oh, look, here's a funny one. This is from Captain and Tennille.
I thought the flame was dead and gone.
I thought the flame was dead and gone. And backwards she says, oh, I need some man to fuck back.
Oh,
back. Oh, my. There you go.
The captain was obviously not as good as bad as she wanted to be.
I love it. That's great. Funny. That's just great.
Yeah, that is funny. And then you get reversals that, let me see, that have really got nothing to do with anything. Here's one my son, Michael, found, interestingly enough. And,
better keep your eyes on the road, son.
The Genesis. You better keep your eyes on the road, son. And backwards, high school was more than I really needed. So, see, there you go. It's just a classic, you know, nothing about Satan or anything like that, you know, and it's just a shame that these reversals never got publicized. Here's one that says peace. What's this one? Oh, this is I Pass the Peace.
I Pass the Peace.
You hear that? So there you go. So
Crystal clear. That's a
B5.
Right, yeah,
absolutely. So nothing satanic about that at all, okay? And none of these... Oh, yeah, here's Britney Spears in her very younger career. And she says, oh, see me, I'm not too young. Yeah, you know, so...
it's right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Yeah, and, you know, here's another one. Just...
To send a message, we declare we'll contact it.
To send a message, and backwards, video sends a message. Oh, it says, that's not the way, and video sends a message. Let's play it again, a little bit slower speed. That's not the way, and video sends a message. And so none of these reversals, of course, ever got any publicity because they're not dramatic, you know, they're not occultic, you know, and it's a shame that reverse speech, well, backward masking, as it was called, they used to call it all backward masking when, like you said, there's two, backward masking and reverse speech, and those ones that played you there were reverse speech. In song, reverse speech in music, okay? So
that's right.
So nothing satanic at all, folks, but it was scary back in the days. It certainly was. And I remember when I heard the first, someone gave me a tape for those of you who don't remember, were back in those days, little cassette tapes, because all that's gone by and by the wayside now. But someone gave me a cassette tape of a sermon of a fundamentalist preacher preaching the sermon about backward masking. And I'm listening to it and I'm going, whoa, I can hear that. What on earth is this all about? And I'm going to play you the very first reversal I ever heard. And he was talking about Stairway to Heaven in the sermon. So I went home and I got out Stairway to Heaven. And right at the very end of the song, I found my very first reversal. Freaked me out. Okay. So here's the forwards.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And this is a reversal. It's not deliberate. This is unintentional. It's a reverse speech, and it says play backward. The play is long and drawn out. Hard to hear the word play, but certainly backward hear word sung. Here we go.
Backward hear word sung.
Hear that? Isn't that amazing? I'll do that again.
Backward. Hear
and that's a reversal. That's not deliberate. That's unintentional. Yeah. So
backward hear word sung.
Yeah, I know. Incredible. I mean, what a reversal. That's just amazing. That's why Stairway to Heaven just went off like crazy as the song for satanic messages. So seeing we're on Stairway to Heaven, I guess I better play the big controversial piece. So I've written a whole piece on Stairway to Heaven in my book, Hidden Messages. I've analysed it quite at depth. But let's just play the reversal, won't give it any depth. So here we go. Okay, so we got two reversals here. The first one says, it's my sweet Satan, one a little par would make me sad, whose power is fake. So here's the first one.
It's my sweet Satan, one little par would make me sad, whose power is fake.
And then there's a second one that says, there was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan. You hear that there, Christian?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Why don't you enlighten us and tell us the story behind the tool shed?
Oh, okay. Yes, I will indeed. Okay, well, Aleister Crowley, Robert Plant or Jimmy Page, I always get the two mixed up.
Jimmy Page,
who wrote the song, owned Aleister Crowley's old house, Bulker Scene. Okay? And Aleister Crowley, of course, a well-known occultic, black magician, they called him the Beast. But he lived in the Bulker Scene, which is where Jimmy Page lived. He had his house. And in Bulker Scene,
Jimmy Page purchased his estate, his home.
Yeah. His estate, yes, right. Okay. And there was a church on the grounds of the estate called the Tool House. And in the early 1990s, the Tool House burned to the ground, killing all the congregation inside. So where he says there was the little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan, that's got a direct connection to Bolkestein, okay? So, which is really quite fascinating. So, and the lyrics of the song, yes, it mentions Satan, but it says his path makes us sad and his power is fake. I mean, so that's hardly a worshipping of Satan, okay? So let me, I think the lyrics are really, really important.
I'm sorry to interrupt there, but when did you say, what year did the church burn down?
It was in the early 1900s, 1910s, I think. 1910s, 1920s. It's in my book. I researched it. I can't remember now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and it was called the Tool House. Okay, so you hear tool shed in the reversal. I mean, the coincidence is too great to be ignored, okay? So let's play those reversals again and see, I don't think they're satanic at all. It's look, the whole song, Stairway to Heaven, is about duality, okay? And interesting lyrics, all our thoughts are misgiven. There are two paths we can go by. And Satan's path makes him sad and his power is fake. So here it is again.
Yep, there are.
Oops, sorry. Here we go.
Oh,
I mean, that's as clear as day. The one little path would make me sad. His power is fake. I mean, you know, I don't know. Doesn't seem to be worshipping Satan to me. And then there was a little tool she made us suffer, sad Satan. Yeah, so there we go. I don't know. That's caused a huge people to listen to Stairway to Heaven backwards all over the world. It's become the number one hit song for backward masking. Okay, so which is interesting, seeing the last little stanza says backwards hear words sung, and I think people.
Yeah, what are the chances of that? That's just crazy.
It's crazy, and it's not deliberate. That's unintentional. Okay, that's reverse speech. And yeah, it's almost like the unconscious is calling, hey, I'm here, listen to me, all right?
It was certainly calling you that day.
They were calling me that day, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, so I just wanted to find out what all this was all about. Back in my early days when I first started, I mean, what is all of this? So here's an interesting one from... this is Paul McCartney, Band on the Run. Now, the song is well known to be about marijuana. I actually saw a little piece on it in a magazine, incidentally, so recently. So anyway, so here's the forwards, Band on the Run by Paul McCartney. Okay, and the jailer Sam and jailer and the sailor man were searching everyone for the band on the run. Now, that reverse is to say marijuana, the law will banish us. You hear that?
I hear it, yeah.
And Paul...
What happened shortly after that?
Yeah, Paul McCartney was busted with an ounce of pot in his suitcase going into Japan, and he was banished from Japan. So it's what we call a future tense reversal, a premonition. Okay, probably more
premonition.
Of a,
that's right.
Premonition. The law. I'll play that reverse again for those who missed it. Here we go. There we go. Yeah,
it's right. You know what, David? We're going to have to, we're going to take a quick break here.
Yep.
And we'll be back shortly.
Yep.
And with some more great history on reverse speech.
We'll actually be back with our guests.
Luke, you've only begun to understand the power of reverse speech. Join me. And together with David John Oates, we can complete your reverse speech training and run a successful reverse speech business. Only then will you truly understand the power of reverse speech. Obi-Wan never told you about your father because Obi-Wan did not believe in the truth of reverse speech. Luke, I am your father.
No. No, it's not true. It can't be. That's impossible. No! Why didn't I take reverse speech training?
Luke, come with me and you will see that reverse speech is the only way. Together we will visit reversespeech.ca.
Revealing hidden truths and unlocking the unconscious mind. Welcome back to Reverse Speech Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Reverse Speech Radio, brought to you by the fine folks of Canada Crime Scene Cleaners. And this is our two, of course, and we're going back to part two of our interview with reverse speech analyst Barbara Salerno, and she has some amazing reversals for us last week, and we didn't have time to present them all, so we're bringing her back tonight for part two. Welcome back, Barb.
Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yeah, no, you presented a fine batch of reversals. So we've obviously got to go and finish the rest of them. So where did we get up to? Maybe if you could just recap what we all talked about in the first show.
Sure. What I have done is analyze some a phone recording of a young woman, a First Nations woman, who went missing in Alberta in 2010. She wasn't found until 2012. Unfortunately, she had been murdered by a man from whom she had hitchhiked a ride. And they're very disturbing reversals because she left her cell phone on while she was in the car with the man and inadvertently, I think, was recording the discussion with him. During this discussion, you can detect fear in her voice. The man is not driving her where she has to go. And so, of course, there are some very upsetting reversals that came out of this recording.
Sure.
And they do show that the unconscious mind is aware that danger is approaching. And
right.
In this case, it's really a tragedy because the young woman on that level knew that something really bad was about to happen to her, and it did. And so we touched on a couple reversals last time, and there are still more. They're very disturbing, but I think they make a point that there is an intelligence to be gained from reverse speech.
Yeah, right.
That if it were used in crime investigations and really paid more attention to, it could point investigators in the direction of a perpetrator. For example, this man who abducted the First Nations woman. So I'm happy to prepare these reversals, bearing in mind that they can be very disturbing,
yeah.
But they can also be very useful.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we were going to pick this up.
Yeah. And I had stopped at, we had done number 15 and 19. I have reversal 16. Unfortunately, this is a pretty ugly one. The reversal is murderer beast. He murders me for fear.
Wow. Okay. So here's the forwards.
Are you fucking kidding me? You better not take me. You better not be taking me anywhere. I don't want to go. I want to go into the city. Yay.
Okay, murderer, beast, then a little bit of gibberish, followed by he murders me for fear.
Murderer, beast.
Oh, gee, that's chilling. Oh, gee, that gave me chills. Here, let me run that again for you twice, folks. Here it is. Murderer, beast, a little bit of gibberish. He murders me for fear. Wow. 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 Gee. No words for
that's
that one.
Good.
Yeah, that's
good.
One, I think what upset me the most on that, well, it's on many levels, it's so disturbing. But I realized when I listened to it, I realized that I'm probably the only person in the world that has heard this.
Right.
I don't know that anyone else would have gotten this recording. I don't know that there would have been many reverse speech people that would have come across this, which I kind of came across it on the internet, deliberately searching for crime recordings because that's my main interest. But I had this huge sense of, I can't even describe, responsibility or awareness that I may be the only person that knows that this is happening to this girl while she's on this ride. This is the way it was going on this ride. I mean, people have heard the recording, but they have not heard in reverse how aware she was of her fate. And I think that was so chilling for me to experience. But it also made me want to, you know, bear up and do this kind of thing because, as we will see in the next couple of reversals from this incident, there may be some evidence that could be helpful. Because in the next one, this is the man speaking to her. In forwards, he's saying, oh, yeah, I'm taking you where you want to go. But in reverse, I've heard him say, she'll stay put, screw you apart. She'll stay put through fear, lost your bra. Now, the stay put through fear is chilling because Amber had just said that in her reversal.
Now, this woman was murdered, wasn't she? She was murdered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
So he murders me for fear. Wow.
And then he says she'll stay put through fear. In other words, she's not going to get away from me. She's too scared.
Gee whiz.
And the final part, lost your bra, I believe that when her remains were found, I'm not 100% certain, but I believe she was. They discovered that she was strangled. There was a ligature strangulation. And I wonder if it was the bra.
All right, so here's the forwards.
So that's where I think this could be, you know, very critical. Not real evidence in a court, but evidence on the level we're dealing with.
Yeah. All right, so here's the forwards.
George Beaumont. The car was in here at 50th Street. Absolutely 50th Street.
Okay, she'll stay put, screw you apart. She'll stay put through fear, lost the bra. Wow. It's through fright, not through fear.
Through fright, okay.
Let me do it again. She'll say put through fright. Okay, she'll stay put, screw you apart. She'll stay put through fright, lost the bra. Wow. Gee whiz. Wow. And this is the murderer himself, right?
Yes.
Gee whiz. I've been in reverse suite for 35 years. I don't get fazed by anything much, but these reversals are chilling. Wow.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt. I mean, and you two guys are the first people that I'm sharing them with, and you're going through the same exact reactions that I had. I was like, oh, my, what on earth do we have here?
Wow.
So, anyway.
You know what we're hearing right there? You know what I think we're hearing? We're hearing evil at its purest form.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, Barbara. Yes. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm happy to do it, but as I said, it comes at a cost. I mean, it's a huge responsibility to tune into somebody on this level, and it threw me for a loop, to be honest with you. The last one I have in this group is, again, he's referring to a bra.
Uh-huh.
This last one is, no one lost your bra.
Okay.
No, we're not going in the city, are we? No, we're not. And where the fuck are these roads going to?
50th Street.
50th Street. Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, no one lost your bra.
No one lost the bra.
What's the significance of the bra? That's twice now. Huh. Any idea?
I just think that was just a first level, that because they found her, you know, having been assaulted and strangled. And I don't remember that specific a detail as the bra, but it keeps coming up, and I'm sure that it had to play some role.
Okay. So what are we moving on to now?
So the next one, the next 13 reversals relate to a really well-known case in Wisconsin about which two documentaries were made on Netflix. They're called Making a Murderer, Parts 1 and 2. And basically dealing with the disappearance and murder of a young photographer named Teresa Halbach. There's a lot of history to it, but I'll try to be very succinct. There was a man, Stephen Avery, who served 16 years in Wisconsin prison for a rape that he did not commit. He was exonerated around 2002, and the DNA showed that he was innocent, and someone else was eventually found to be guilty of the crime. And the witness recanted her testimony that had originally put him in jail. It was just a case of mistaken identity.
All right.
So Stephen Avery, one day in 2005, had Teresa Halbach come to his property and photograph a van that he had for sale. She worked for Auto Trader, and so she photographed vehicles, and she had done this for him before. She was never seen after that day. She went missing for 5 days. Her remains were found on his property. Her car was found on his property, and so he was convicted of her murder, and he's now currently in prison for at least another 15 or 16 years. He spent more than half his life in prison. But there were a lot of holes in the case. I believe, actually, and many people believe that he was framed because the evidence appeared to be staged. So anyway, right now there are appeals pending, and there's probably going to be another trial. I don't know when. But what I did was, Teresa Halbach, the girl that was murdered, had made a voicemail, left a voicemail recording for someone on the day that she went missing, which had to be just hours before this horrible thing happened to her. Whatever happened to her, she was murdered and, you know, the case began. And it was just a basic voicemail, hey, I would need to make an appointment with you, call me back, here's my phone number. And yet there's two reversals from this call, which are really bizarre.
Okay.
The first one was, Satan will fuck.
Okay. All right.
And my cell phone is?
Satan will fuck.
Satan will fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right there.
Huh.
Satan will fuck.
Yeah, there it is. Wow.
So it's like the other case we just did where yeah. there's this foreknowledge by the
That's
of the unconscious mind.
Premonition.
The, yeah, really terrible is going to happen to her.
Wow.
And this next one, I had to do a little research. This next reversal is Larry, they hide it with you. There was no one in the case that I could determine named Larry except a forensic scientist who was hired by a new defense attorney who determined that a lot of the evidence found on the scene was planted or tampered with by probably law enforcement to cover up who really killed this woman. So she, Teresa, before she's even murdered, her reversal is saying, Larry, they hide it with you.
Okay. And who's Larry?
Larry's the forensic scientist that established that a lot of the forensic evidence was contrived. It
wow,
was,
okay.
You know, right. Fraudulent.
Okay, all right. So here's the forwards.
I don't mean, I've had a look for you because I don't have your address or anything.
Okay, Larry, they hide it with you.
Larry, they hide it with you.
Huh.
Larry, they hide it with you.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Larry, they hide it with you.
A little bit quick at the end, but it is there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. It's in the reversal, so...
Yeah, from another premonition. So then the next two, the victim had an ex-boyfriend that many, many people suspect. I actually think he's a good suspect. But he was never considered or treated as a suspect. And he testified in court about the last day that he saw her. And he didn't come across as very credible. So in this next reversal, they're asking him, when's the last time he saw her? And his reversal is, saw her hit.
Okay, here's the forwards.
Did you talk with her or see her on Sunday?
Yes.
And where was that?
At her house.
Saw her hit?
Saw her hit.
Oh, yeah.
Saw her hit.
Question, why aren't law enforcement authorities using this technology? Bloody hell. Gee whiz.
I have no idea. You know, it boggles my mind as well. It's
unbelievable.
That everyone needs to use.
They all need to go and listen to Reverse Speech Radio. We need to send them these shows and say, listen, people.
You know, Barbara, you should be... I mean, you've done a great job, as I mentioned, but the RCMP First Nations one that we were just playing, you know, I'm strongly considering, and this might be a great way to possibly open up of our communication with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, is by reaching out to them and contacting their department and speaking with them and trying to track down the individual or the individuals for that matter that are currently overseeing this particular case and bringing this to their attention. And possibly that might be a good segue or an introduction for that matter to open up the lines of communication between us and them. So event that I might call upon you to help me with a presentation in the event that we do move forward. I certainly won't do that without your permission, of course, because you did discover sure. those reversals. But if you would be open to that, I'm sure that's something that we can talk about.
I'm definitely open to it. I'm for sure open to it. Just quickly going back to that, I know that they had in Alberta, they had a suspect. Because First Nations women were being found murdered in the same area around the same time frame as Amber Tucaro was. And they had a suspect, and then they said, oh, no, it wasn't him. It was like a quick hit. He was there, and then they ruled him out. I'm really curious to know if his name was Bob.
Huh.
Yeah, I was wondering that as well.
You know, I'd love to know what this guy's name was. But anyway... coming back to, I'm definitely open to doing that. That is what I would like to do in the future is work with law enforcement. That was one of my main drives for studying reverse speech besides just the toying with it on many levels. I like to think of it as a therapeutic level as well. Mm-hmm. But I was drawn to it because of my interest in true crime. I've always been an armchair detective, so it kind of fits. Going back to Teresa Hallback, we have this testimony of her ex-boyfriend who, in reverse, says saw her hit. And the next reversal, while he is still from the same, I'm not sure if it was the same testimony or another interview he gave, but this reversal is her knee smashed lips.
Ah, right. Her niece. Sorry, where?
Smashed. Her knee.
Oh, her knee smashed lips. Combo. Right. Yep. Got it.
Smashed,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So here we go.
No one other than that has ever been on the
actual site. It's been crime scene and taped off, secured.
Her knee smashed lips.
Her knee smashed lips.
Oh yeah.
Her knee smashed lips.
Yeah.
Her knee smashed.
Yeah, there it is, all there. Yep, okay.
And Barbara, this ex-boyfriend was only, they only deemed him as a suspect for a very short period of time?
He was never considered a suspect by law enforcement.
Oh,
ever.
Gotcha.
And so, because they were so intent on what I believe was a frame-up, total frame-up of Stephen Avery. What I didn't mention was after he was exonerated from the rape for which he served 16 years in prison, he sued the county in Wisconsin for $36 million. And that shook up a few of the county executives, and I believe that might have given them a motive to just lock him up again. There are so many... If you guys had a chance to watch the documentary, Making a Murderer, there are so many blatant fudging of evidence and lying and things that were just completely contradictory in plain sight, and testimony by the detectives that was later found to be fraudulent, and perjury by one of the witnesses that was later discovered. None of this was able to get overturned.
Wow.
It was just sort of everybody circled the wagons in lockstep, and they were all just not going to take this case further. So it's kind of shocking. I mean, if you watch it, you'll do, what on earth is going on in the state of Wisconsin that this kind of stuff happens? But to answer your question, no, he was never a suspect, and yet in reverse, he's saying some pretty incriminating things.
All right, we need to go to our break, so
yeah.
I will get everyone to don't touch their keyboard. I used to say don't touch the dial, but in old radio shows, but I can't do it anymore now, so now you've got to not touch your keyboard. So we'll be back right
after
this.
We're under heavy fire. We got to take cover. Run. Mac lied to us about these guys. They're not civilians. They're enemies. We could have found out that they lied to us by using our reverse speech CIA training. Only reverse speech can tell you what people are thinking. It's even better than sodium pentathlon, because reverse speech is natural without the use of chemicals. If you want to learn more about reverse speech, then go to reversespeech.ca for more information. Now get to the chopper and ask the reverse speech, baby.
As we all know by now, the hemp CBD boom is enormous. Finding CBD sellers is easy, but finding one to trust, well, that can be a challenge. I'm here to make that search a lot easier for you. The simple name I want you to remember is hemplucid.com. That's right, hemplucid.com. As most of you know, my standards are second to none regarding the all-natural products we present. From stunning Allison C to the brilliant Bio Superfood, I only support the absolute finest health, restoring and enhancing products in the world. And now, after 6 months of looking for the best CBD company in America, the hands-down winner in my research is HempLucid.com. Ultimately, it's always the people who make the final difference in a company, and the people at HempLucid, from the CEO to customer support, are extraordinary and all beyond devoted to making your CBD experience something you will tell everyone you know about. That's HempLucid.com.
Greetings, citizens of the world. This is Anonymous. We do not forgive. We do not forget. You have all been deceived and lied to. Because of this, we would like to tell you about one of the world's greatest kept secrets. Reverse speech. Reverse speech is the only truth. It is more powerful than any form of lie detection. Where lie detection ends, reverse speech begins. With reverse speech, you can hear what people are thinking. Reverse speech is so effective that the CIA is using it and has listed it in their library, on their website. Go to reversespeech.ca right now, if you want to learn more.
Welcome back to Reverse Speech Radio. Once again, here are your hosts, David John Oates and Christian D. Kadur.
Okay, we have Barbara Salerno, who's bringing me some fascinating reversals, and a couple of them have given me chills. So, well, what are we looking at next, Barbara?
To wrap up the part with the Teresa Halbach's boyfriend, there's one more reversal from him, in which he had taken over the search for her body, which everybody found a little bit unusual because he's not associated with law enforcement. But somehow he injected himself into the case.
That.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If you look at it, it's unbelievable. And he's discussed telling a TV interviewer about the search, which he pretty much took over himself. The reversal is, I should also mention, he is with the victim's brother. They appear to be very good friends. The victim's brother never showed much grief over this whole situation. His reaction and behavior has throughout been very strange. So he's talking with the victim's brother, and he's saying, so we're connected, we'll ban the stomach.
Uh-huh. Okay, so here's Ford.
Range reversed.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not really going to comment on that, but if anything was found, you know, we had proper authority and professionals take a look.
So we're connected. We'll ban the stomach. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I kind of thought it meant we'll ban the stomach. The stomach is where you take things in, you sort of digest things. It sounded to me like he's saying we'll prevent anything from really being digested. We'll prevent anything from really being discovered here.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I can see that.
I can make that up. Stomach. I didn't find stomach in the metaphor dictionary, David.
No, it's not.
I kind of had to wing
it. Barbara, what state, a condition was the deceased found?
Bone fragments which had been burned. Just particles of bone that they found in a burn barrel on the Stephen Avery's property, which science determined, some scientific investigators determined, it could not have been burned in that location and gotten that extent of, you know, disintegration of the bones. So they speculated the burning was to hide evidence, and they manufactured a theory that was just did not hold any kind of water about how she was killed, because there was just mostly bones. There was really no way they could come up with the thesis that they pinned on him. So there was very little to go on, and just like I said, bones that had been burned. So,
wow.
And then her car was parked on his property, but there were some inconsistencies in how the car was reported. And it was left there without plates, but when one of the suspicious detectives phoned it in, he gave the license plate number. Now, how did he know that if there were no plates on the vehicle? Now, there's a lot of stuff in this case that just raises your eyebrows. It's just really bizarre. So I believe, again, the ex-boyfriend is trying to, you know, deter interest away from critical evidence when he says, we'll ban the stomach. We'll block this. And then in this batch, there's a really good reversal by the district attorney who had to be aware of the charade that was going on. And in his reversal, he's speaking in court. His reversal is, in a starry, surreal hall, we sit.
What reversal number is that?
25.
In a story.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. You remember I told you I threw out a couple of reversals? That was one of them. Sorry.
Oh, you did. Oh, okay.
That's
all
been,
right.
That's
so
been deleted from my list. Sorry. I threw that one out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right. No problem. Okay. So that now the next part of this case, which I still have a few reversals to go, Stephen Avery's nephew was convicted as being an accessory to this crime, as an accomplice. This is, at the time, a 16-year-old boy with an IQ of 70. He was interrogated for I don't know how many hours by police investigators without a guardian, a parent, or an attorney present.
Oh, my.
He was completely confused. I believe they coaxed the confession out of him. Many authorities have reviewed this case and said that confession was completely forced. There's no way. So anyway, to make a sad story short, his nephew was also convicted of the rape and murder of Teresa Halbach, and he's been in prison now for about 12 years.
Wow.
He's now 28 years old. So I listened to the police interrogation of him, and I got all these wonderful reversals that coming up now. The first one was, they were all of the detective. I didn't get clear enough ones from Brendan himself. The detectives in reverse will tell you exactly where they're coming from. The first one is, an asshole with a smock, get him in.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, we can't make any promises, but we'll stand behind you.
An asshole with a smock. What's smock? Get him in.
An asshole with a smock. Get him in.
Oh, yeah.
An asshole with a smock. Get him in.
What's the smock? Clear, very clear reversal, but what's the smock?
Isn't a smock, isn't what in Britain they call a dress, is a smock.
A what? A dress?
Yeah, a woman's dress. They used to call it a smock. Oh. Or no, it isn't a dress. It's like something that women wear, like a short covering, like an artist wears a smock over her clothing.
I have no idea.
It's like a uniform. Yeah. I just thought it kind of meant that they were treating him as like, some effeminate kid, which
okay.
That's what I got my gist of it.
Yeah, all right.
And then the next one, My Name It Will Seal You.
Oh, yeah, so he's out to get her, is what that tells me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If, in fact, you did some things which we believe some things may have happened that you didn't want to tell us about, it's okay.
My name, it will seal you.
My name, it will seal you.
Oh, yeah.
My name, it will seal you. My name, it will seal you.
Now, come tell me that reversal's not there. Can someone tell me that reversal is gibberish? I mean, gee whiz. I mean, you hear reversals like that and you go, hello, everyone, this is real. Here it is again. My name, it will seal you.
My name, it will seal you.
My name, it will seal you. My name, it will seal you.
I mean, you have to be an idiot to not hear that. Anyway, sorry. All right.
Don't worry. So we're getting an idea of where the detectives were coming from. The next one, they tell me to deal the boys out here.
Okay. Oh, that's an interesting one.
It's a long one.
Okay.
And if I don't believe in you, I can't go to bat for you.
They tell me to deal the boys out here. Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
I think there's a deal with the boys in charge that they wanted to set up this kid.
Huh.
It's a deal. They want to make a deal.
Yeah, all right, okay. What else we got?
The next one is pretty much face value. We have you in one fantasy lie.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
So just be honest. We already know.
He's obviously not holding anything back from you.
We have you in one fantasy lie. Oh, yes. They've set him up. Is that how you interpret that?
Well, they have a made-up story, a constructed story of a murder that did not happen.
Right.
And they trapped the kid in it. That's my take on it. It's a fantasy. It was not the way it happened. But they're saying in forward, look, we know what happened. You just have to tell us what happened. But we already know what happened.
Unbelievable.
They're like, they're feeding him. They weren't coercing it aggressively. They were saying, like, we're your friend. Just tell us. We know, but you got to tell us. And the next one's pretty obvious as well. The detective, I believe, in forward, he's saying something like, we're your friend or I'm your friend. And the reversal is you're not free now.
You're not free now. Oh, that's number 30?
Yeah.
That one's not there either. I'm sorry. That was the second one I threw out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that might have been a little bit fuzzy. I could see why that wouldn't have made it. But
yeah.
Me, it was clear enough.
Yeah.
But anyway, when the detective is talking to Brendan's mother, who is very upset because she wasn't allowed to be with him during the questioning, he's talking to her. But in his mind, I think he's starting to realize what he's bringing about. He says, the honest lady lost one.
Okay, here we go.
No one told me you need to know the truth.
The honest lady lost one.
The honest lady lost one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, okay, yep. And that means?
Well, she lost her chance to protect her son.
Right, yeah, okay, all right. All right, okay, what else we got?
Well, the last one is of the mother herself talking to her son after this horrible interrogation took place. And in reverse, she's saying, they were running you.
Okay, all right.
What do you mean, not really?
They were running you.
They were running you.
Yeah.
They were running you.
Wow.
A little
yeah.
They were running you.
Well, pretty obvious what's happened here, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep, she was aware of what was going on.
Yes, this is why the police don't like reverse speech.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I need to rethink my goals here. I don't know. Working with law enforcement, they might show me the door. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, okay, that closes that case. Unfortunately, both men are still in prison, but there should be hope on the horizon. There's been new evidence in the case discovered.
Okay, right.
So hopefully they'll still get a chance at justice. This one, there's a single reversal here. I had talked to Christian about it because, again, it's like the other one. It's very chilling and disturbing. It is a mother who actually this happened real close to where I live here in New Jersey. And I followed the case. It happened about 1991. A little boy, 4-year-old boy, went missing and was not found. His mother was a suspect, but they never got any evidence. They suspected her strongly, but they could not find anything. So she moved away. The case went cold. Many years later, the remains of the boy were discovered near where the woman used to work. And they somehow came up, I don't know exactly, but they came up with enough evidence that just last year she was brought back here and put on trial and convicted of the murder of her son.
Oh, wow.
And right now in prison for life. She got away with it for about 26 years. But I listened to the reversals from her police interrogation, which is from 1991, really poor quality audio, but I was able to manipulate enough dials to understand some of it. And she never confessed to this crime. They still don't know how the murder took place.
Wow.
But in reverse, she says, I don't want him. I started sticking a little knife in him.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Well, okay, here we go.
What did he do?
He went down and we got tickets and rides. Down, three guys went on.
Okay, the order is a bit bad on this, so you have to listen carefully. I don't want him. I started sticking a little knife in him. Oh, yeah, it's all there. Oh, gee, that's chilling too, isn't it? Gee whiz. You're hearing the voice of the soul, folks, telling us the truth.
I was just shocked when I got that one, and I know that they never got any information out of her, even after she was convicted. So that, again, is testimony for the use of reverse speech in any type of investigation. You know, if it's crime, psychic, I don't know, financial, whatever, you name it, I think we can find it out in reverse speech.
Yeah. Wow.
What piece of evidence did they find in order to bring her back and retry her?
The remains being found right on, she worked in an office building, and in the yard in back of the building, the remains had been buried, but there was also a piece of her, I think, clothing or something. I'm not clear on that, but somehow they were able to convict, and these were detectives that were tracking down this cold case for years. They had a gut feeling that she was responsible. And they just waited to find something. They waited a long time to find something. So, but whatever they had, it convicted her. And I, you know, many of us, because this took place not far from where I live, many people in the area were thinking, yeah, she did this because she was a single mother. She had a boyfriend. She was neglectful of her child and so forth. So that is how that one turned out. And like I said, I'm probably, until tonight, the only one that has heard this reversal. So once again, it was kind of eye-opening. The next one is interesting, David, because it pertains to the Bobby Kennedy assassination.
Oh, okay.
And you had done a show. You did a show with Jeff Rentz on that
a while ago. Yes, I did indeed. Yes, I did.
And there was a bodyguard that was a suspect. We all realized Sirhan Sirhan was not a sole actor. If he did it at all, I think the evidence itself speaks to another party in being involved.
Reversals point to another party, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was able to actually find a recording by Thane Eugene Caesar, who was the main suspect. And it was just a couple of sentences. I got it on a recording that was about the assassination, but there was no way to know that his voice was on it until you listened to the whole thing.
So who is this guy again? And who is he?
His name is Thane Eugene Caesar.
And who was he?
And he was a security guard that was hired specifically to be at this event at the Ambassador Hotel, where the nomination was, took place for the Democratic seat for president. And I did find his voice, and listening to it, the reverse might come up with Robert Proven to Win. I done it.
I'll be bothered. Wow. Okay.
Wow. And where is he now? Before you play that, where is he now, Barbara?
Caesar, I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. This goes back to 1968.
Sure.
Yeah. Sirhan, of course, is still alive, being denied every request for parole. Yep. Okay, so here we go.
And I definitely wouldn't have voted for Bobby Kennedy because he had the same ideas as John did, and I think John sold the country down the road.
Robert Proven to Win, I done it.
Robert Proven to Win, I done it.
Wow.
Robert Proven to Win, I done it.
Oh, my.
Robert Proven to Win, I done it.
Wow. Oh, my.
Oh.
Now, there were ballistics tests on some of the recordings there, and there was more shots fired than what there was supposed to be or something. I can't remember what was done. I can't remember now. I'd have to go back and have a look. Interesting. Yeah.
And what are the reversals on Sirhan Sirhan?
Well, actually, I got quite a few on Sirhan Sirhan, and let me see if I can pull them up real quick. He was brainwashed. There's the reversals were fairly clear on that he was brainwashed. There's one reversal. Oh, listen to this one. This is a classic. He's asked if he was did this. Was there anyone else involved in the assassination?
There have been various conspiracy theories over the years.
This is David Frost interviewing
him. Never gaining great weight. But can you convince me they're all not true?
No, I can't. But I will say this to you, that I was never part of any conspiracy.
And he says, and you see this liar. There you go. Reverse Speech Radio, folks, is going to lift the mask off the lies that we have been told over many, many years. So each show will present you something new, just like this. There we go.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow, that's an amazing recording. I want to play that guy again.
And I definitely wouldn't have voted for Bobby Kennedy because he had the same ideas as John did, and I think John sold the country down the road.
And Robert Proven to Win, I done it.
Robert Proven to Win, I done it.
Gee whiz.
Robert Proven to Win, I done it. Robert Proven to Win, I done it.
He would have won, too, if he wasn't assassinated. He would have got the presidency, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They.
He's actually, Reversal is boastful almost. I done it, you know, like he's proud.
Yeah.
He was very open about his hatred of the Kennedys.
Yeah.
And he was boasting that he did it.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, okay, all right. So what else we got?
Okay, the last segment is about the murder of Lacey Peterson in Modesto, California. And
sure.
I know, David, you've done a lot of reversals
yes,
of Scott Peterson.
Yes, I have done that. Yes, I have.
And what I did was part of what got Scott into being arrested was his ex-mistress, who didn't know he was married when they were having their affair. She agreed to tape record a conversation with him to try and get him to incriminate himself, which in reverse speech, he does very well.
Okay.
I don't know if he did it.
We're almost out of time, so let's run through these quick. So which one are we looking at first off? Which one first?
This one. Oh, we're going to do his girlfriend saying, "I've been mocking you. What a shame."
Okay, here we go.
35.
And I deserve to understand an explanation of why you told me you'd lost your wife and this was the first holidays you'd spend without her.
I've been mocking you. What a shame. Clear reversals. Okay, what else we got?
The next one, Scott is trying to coach himself during the conversation. Try and act gallant.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like Scott.
And I can't ask you to ever listen to me.
Try and act gallant.
Try and act gallant. Try and act gallant.
He won't be acting gallant next month. That's when he's going to be executed. Next month, his execution is finally up. So,
I think you're right. Yeah, it is next month.
Yeah. All right, we got time for one more. Which one do you want?
Okay, the next one. This one isn't correct, I don't think, but the reversal is clear. Her be dead all week.
Okay.
He's talking about it before her body's even found.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty incriminating.
Yeah, right. Yes, it is.
You will thank me for
her being dead all week.
Her being dead all week.
Oh, yeah.
Her being dead
all week. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wow. All right, Barbara, thanks so much for all
you,
this
Barbara.
Wonderful
so
stuff. Yes. And
you're welcome. My pleasure.
Put your head down with headphones on because we're going to have you on again, okay? Christian will keep you in his diary, his storage system.
Yep.
I'm sure he's doing a good job there.
Absolutely. Barbara, you did a fantastic job. Most impressive. Most impressive.
Thank you. I'd love to be on again anytime.
Yeah, well, you'll be a regular.
I've got a lot of weird reversals in my collection.
Okay.
Keep up the good work, honestly.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right.
Take care.
Yep. All right, everyone. Well, that's our show for the week. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be back soon. Don't miss the next exciting episode of Reverse Speech Radio, brought to you by Canada Crime Scene Cleaners. Bye-bye, all.
Reverse Speech Radio is written, produced, and hosted by David John Oates and Christian Decadure. Reverse Speech Radio is available on SoundCloud. For more information, visit reversespeech.ca.
Hey man, what's happening? Is this forwards or backwards? I can't tell anymore. Too many backward sounds. Backward tapes, hours of it going through my brain, sending me insane.